Hi, this is Will, and you're listening to the Sample Heads Bass Library. We, Sample Heads, all are studio owners, and we thought, yeah, let's try to figure out what it is that an engineer hears when he solos the bass track. Is it this perfect ting, or is it more like a soulful sounding note? I found that the existing bass sounds that were out there were so un-bass sounding when you use them in a track because you're triggering from a keyboard and the bass sounds are a little bit too perfect and they just don't really sound like a guy playing. We've got the Fender Precision Bass, which is the bass that started it all. The Martin four-string acoustic instrument is one of the most beautiful sounds on the disc. I think you'll spend a lot of time just playing with this sound. The Sadowski four-string bass is the bass that I probably use on more sessions now than any other bass. There's a lot of fretless samples out there today. We wanted to make something a little different. What I wanted to do was give a little bit more of a Jaco tribute in there. So I put a little vibrato on every note. I used the back pickup of the instrument, which is what Jaco would have done, which gives it a little bit more nasally sound. The Hofner bass is the bass that the Beatles based their sound on. Try to check out playing a Beatles song using this sound. I think you'll get some goosebumps. The Padula 8-string fretless is a very specialized instrument. This instrument's got a lot of magic to it, and I hope that you can find some of that magic for yourself. We chorused it. I would even hook up a volume pedal. The Yamaha 5-string acoustic fretless bass is my excuse for not playing upright bass. Now, the APX 4-string, it's great for grunge, metal, stuff like that. It's got the picked sound. If you could run it through an amp before you record it, before you mix it, try to distort the signal a little bit, give it more scunge than it already has. It'll love you for it. The Hammer 12-string is kind of a specialized thing, but I think you could find a million uses for it. Just try sticking it in any track in place of your regular bass track and see what happens. The Spector 4-string is a classic rock and roll instrument. We've included a lot of really cool stuff, like drops and slides and pats and X notes. X notes are just a little made-up term meaning when a bass player goes thup, and without really playing a note. Those things are happening all the time when a bass player is playing. They're important to have in this collection. We've put together some things called Will Loops. These are just little fun tidbits that you can make any kind of music out of that you want to. Just try to have a good time with all this stuff. Think bass, think musical, when in doubt, lay out. So make these your own. Have a good time with them. It's all about music. It's all about having fun.